Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. I'm Kat Cullen. Susie Lyon's here, though, to tell us what we can watch. And we're kicking off this week by going out to the cinema. We're going to start with the big screen. Susie, what have you got for us?
G'day, Kat. So I have one that I think is going to be awesome at the cinema. This is The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, and it is out now.
Okay, looks brilliant. I watched the trailer, but what's it all about?
Okay, so it's got Nicolas Cage in it. You've heard of him, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So this movie, he plays himself as he goes through a tough stage in his career. He isn't being hired for films and his personal life is in shambles. After deciding to retire, he's hanging up his hat. He's not doing films anymore. His agent convinces him to accept an offer of $1 million to go to Mallorca to be the guest of honor at a party being thrown by an elusive gentleman named Javi. The two form a bond, but then Nick is tasked with helping the US government in bringing Javi down. This is an action-packed comedy with Nicolas Cage, not just playing himself, but also playing himself talking to a younger version of himself, the Nicolas Cage that appeared on Terry Wogan in 1990, which in itself was a parody of the character he played in Wild at Heart. Did you get all of that?
I'm not sure I did. I'm not sure.
No, I don't think anyone's going to. But he plays himself, playing a character. Plus, he plays himself. I guess you'll just have to watch the movie to see Nicolas Cage playing himself and himself and see if it works.
When I first saw that it was featuring Nicolas Cage and it was called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, I rolled my eyes. I thought, oh my goodness, this is so egotistical. But it actually shows that Nick Cage can clearly make a joke at his own expense. This one looks funny. I'm going to play a snippet from the trailer.
What's the worry here, Nick? You've lost some of your talent as an actor?
No.
We got another offer. It's $1 million. It's to attend a wealthy gentleman's birthday party.
I would never do that.
It's the easiest gig ever. You play yourself.
I think that's the actor Nick Cage.
Nick Cage? I love you.
We're with Central Intelligence. Do you know who you're spending time with? One of the most ruthless men on the face of this planet. I need you to help the U.S. government.
Honestly, Nicolas Cage is prepared to really be the butt of his own joke here. There are a lot of references to some pretty low points and pretty personal aspects of his life and his career.
Yeah, for sure. So Nicolas Cage has actually had a rough career with really, really high highs and really low lows. He was at one point bankrupt after spending his fortune on an island, a dinosaur skull, some comic books, and cars. It's basically why we saw him in films that, as a Hollywood alumni, we might have kind of scratched our head as to why is Nicolas Cage in this movie? But ultimately, he wanted to pay off his debt to the IRA, and so he accepted many roles for films that fans thought were below him. Things such as like the National Treasure movies, I think he did three of those ones, and other direct-to-DVD films. But actually, Cage stands by all the films he did to help him dig his way out of debt. And he recently admitted that every role, no matter how much he was paid, was given his full professional attention. What a legend.
Yeah, this might actually be a movie that gets me back to the cinema, you know?
Absolutely, I completely agree. And also, it might have been the comeback that he was waiting for. It has hit the box office with a massive bang. It's already earned over $116 million. It's also one that fans are enjoying with a very high Rotten Tomatoes score. In fact, it has done so well that Cage admitted that this is the film that made it possible for him to finally be debt-free.
Awesome. Well, good on him for just continuing to graft in a way. You don't think that he's probably grafting hard at Hollywood, but it seems like he has been. I want to see that one. I'll be at the cinema to catch it. Let's have a look. What's on Sky Show?
Okay, so we've got The Rising Season 1. It is out this week on Sky Show. In this one, our protagonist, Neve Kelly, discovers that she's dead. She's scared and confused by this new existence, but then she realizes she's actually been murdered. She's determined to find her killer and get justice, and she believes that her murderer was someone she knew. And Neve is played by Danish actress Clara Rugged.
Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from this one.
Please. Yes, my daughter hasn't come home. Name's Neve Kelly.
No! something about the night of the party.
Where have you been?
I'm not going away. Not until I figure out who did this to me.
So this 8-part bingeable TV series comes out at the end of the week and is based off actually a Belgium series of the same premise, but that one is called Hotel Beau Séjour.
Thank you so much for telling us what's on Sky Show. That's The Rising. Season 1 is out this week. And then also get to the cinema for The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, starring Nicolas Cage as himself and as himself playing himself. And I'm so confused, but can't wait to watch it. Susie, thanks so much for Big Screen, Little Screen.
You're welcome, Kat. See you at the cinema.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.